If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
No American has ever seen anything like this ever before. And hopefully no American will ever have to see something like this ever again.
The head of the EPA shows up in the fire zone. It's February 6th. It's the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Get ready for more rain.
Where does that put us in terms of the mudslide danger?
Yeah, that's a good question, and, you know, I think we've been lucky so far.
And Governor Newsom talks about his meeting with Trump.
He's very focused on water, and I appreciate that. I'm focused on water. It's one of the most, I'm in California.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It was a surprise visit today from Lee Zeldin, the head of the Trump administration's EPA, to both fire sites in Altadena and the Palisades. We talked with Craig Figner yesterday about the decision by the EPA to sort through the hazardous waste at Will Rogers State Beach in a parking lot there. And he asked Lee Zeldin about that.
Seeing it in person, what's your impression?
It's impossible to fathom. No American has ever seen anything like this ever before.
Will Rogers State Beach be a safe place to store and sort material?
I'm sorry?
Will Rogers State Beach be a safe place to sort and store Palisades fire debris?
EPA, with regards to all sites, EPA for a very long time has been doing projects where we're handling hazardous material. It's very important that the hazardous material that we are handling is not touching the ground on these sites. We're going to continue that best practice to make sure that we're doing everything we can to clean the land, air, and water. That is our purpose here, is to clean land, air, and water. We do everything in our power to ensure that we're never doing the opposite.
We heard yesterday from L.A. City Council member Tracy Park, who called it irresponsible. She says she thinks toxic stuff could end up in the ocean. Probably not the final word on this, and we'll keep covering it. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was in Westwood today talking about the bigger picture look at dealing with natural disasters.
What we can do to build up resilience and adaptation to these extreme weather events. And I know that the leadership here on the ground talks about that and is working in that regard. But we as a nation, as we think about where we are headed, we must see the opportunity that these crises are presenting to understand how we must do better, and we can do better around the reality of what we can expect going forward.
Harris showed up at the Westwood Recreation Center, which had been used as an evacuation shelter for people escaping the Palisades fire. Not quite extreme weather, but we have had several days of rain this week, and we're going to have some more next week and maybe a bigger storm next week. That raises the danger of mudslides in the fire zones. And John Baird talked with a landslide expert at USC, Josh West, about all of this.
Where does that put us in terms of the mudslide danger?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, I think we've been lucky so far that these storms have been pretty modest in terms of the intensity of rainfall. And it's really what matters for the mudslides in these, you know, burn areas where this is really a real risk that we've got to keep an eye on. What really matters for the mudslide risk is the intensity of precipitation. That is, like, how much does it rain in a short period of time? You know, do we get 15 minutes of really heavy rainfall? And so far, you know, we've been, the sort of storms that have come through since these fires have spared us the really, really intense rainfall. And the other factor that matters is what we call antecedent rainfall. That means, like, how much rainfall has come before. And so now, as we're starting to get these, like, series of storms and the amount of water in the soil starts to build up, then when the next storm comes along, it can have a bigger impact. So that's something that we've got to start keeping an eye on.
Sis, we're not out of the woods by any stretch at this point. Mudslide risk could remain for weeks or months or even a couple of years. And we heard earlier this week that we can expect PCH to be closed whenever it rains for maybe a period of months or years. Well, during this little break we had today in the storm, crews were trying to work to prevent mudslides. We talked with the L.A. County Director of Public Works, Mark Pestrella. Pestrella says they're ready for the storm next week and the rest of the rainy season that usually ends in April or so.
Downtown L.A. is at 0.8 inches of rain for the total season, which is 5% of the total average annual, which is 15.4 inches. What's more kind of interesting to us, and I think we want people to understand, is the rain that has come has fallen in the burn areas. One of the things we do look at very closely is the rainfall intensity. We've had some incidents of half an inch per hour or greater, and those are where that's an indicator for us where you know, we could have major land movement.
Yeah, these storms have been relatively small, but still some concern.
When they produce intense rain, like more than a half an inch per hour, you're going to see us raise the alert even higher. And then I just have to give everybody that overall caution again. The areas that have been burned, significantly scarred, the two areas, Eaton and Palisades, they are in a state of unstable condition.
He says even when it stops raining, there is the possibility that the land will move. Governor Newsom was in Washington yesterday meeting with President Trump. He described it as productive. Here he is talking on CNN about what happened in that meeting.
He's very focused on water, and I appreciate that. I'm focused on water. It's one of the most, I'm in California. You know, it's so this is a top issue for us. And we also extended yesterday different discussions about other areas we can agree that he can move the needle in California water policy. So that's a little bit of preview. We hope some good things come from that.
Newsom also talked here on CNN a bit about the rebuilding timeline.
And I say technology in the context of how, again, we build the infrastructure to keep it safe, to address undergrounding of lines, how we address the larger issues of redundancy in terms of systems. But more important than anything else is the need to get the debris removed. 30 days to do the hazardous waste. We want to get 6 to 9 months the rest of the debris done. Concurrently, people are getting permits.
The governor is expected to be back in California today, although we never really hear much about his schedule lately. His office says he'll sign an executive order which will require an ember-resistant zone. Basically, you have to clear 5 feet around homes in the state's highest fire severity zones. Bit of other news. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter has been sentenced to 57 months in prison. You will probably remember he pleaded guilty to stealing $17 million from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to pay off illegal gambling debts. Ipe Mizuhara also ordered to pay restitution of more than $18 million. It's unclear when he will actually be reporting to prison.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear about weird things being busted at customs a lot, but this is a weird one for sure. Dozens of live, exotic, and really large beetles being shipped through the mail, and they got them at the airport as they were coming in.
The 37 live beetles were in jars and containers hidden among a shipment of Japanese snacks and chips.
These beetles were relatively large, anywhere between 2 to 6 inches in length, with an outer shell that looks similar like an armored beetle.
Basin Ramirez with U.S. Customs and Border Protection says some inspectors noticed something suspicious about the package, opened it up, and there they were, giant pinchers, horns, and all.
Most of the time, people, when they're bringing them in, since they were not properly declared, they were not declared at all, they were smuggled. So it's usually going over to somebody who collects these insects as pets.
Ramirez says if these beetles got free, it could be an agricultural nightmare. They can devastate crops and woodlands.
Yeah, literal nightmare now, too. Sorry. And that's the LA Local for this sixth day of February, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Get it on your phone every weekday afternoon. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.